This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in Orlando. I'm with Tyson Weiss of 4Flight. Tyson, you're introducing a new, not a new product, but a new functionality level for 4Flight for guys who fly jets. I know they've been asking for this for a few years.
Yeah.
Now you've got it going, and you've got some interesting flight plan capability, too. So give us a rundown on it.
Yeah, so this is our fifth NBAA, and like you said, customers who fly higher performance aircraft have been asking us for functionality that lets them do flight planning for those airplanes. And doing flight planning for higher end airplanes is actually a pretty involved process. When you're flying a jet, there's all sorts of things that impact performance, or even a turboprop, and that is, what are the environmental conditions, and what's the performance of the airplane at different weights and at different temperatures. And so we've spent the past couple of years assembling the technologies and the feature and functionality to be able to provide that function to pilots. And we're demonstrating that here today at NBAA. We're demonstrating that not only working on a mobile device, the 4Flight Mobile that customers are familiar with, but our web application as well. And so now flight operations or flight departments or owner-operators that have higher-end airplanes can come into 4Flight, they can get access to our new flight system, they can configure their airplane, they can select from one of a few hundred different aircraft performance profiles our performance engineering team has put together. Then get advanced routings. We calculate all these, all the answers and the routings extremely quickly. They can file flight plans, and they can do that throughout North America. And at the beginning of next year, we'll start expanding that to Europe as well.
Now, you demonstrated for me some of the calculations that this will do, and it's doing a lot of number crunching on a number of flight plans. So what kind of flexibility is this going to give a jet operator?
It really increases the speed with which they can do flight planning generally, and then scenario planning. So if you're an operator and you're sitting with a passenger, for instance, and they've brought more bags onto the airplane, you can update the cargo right from your phone, and the flight plan is recomputed in under a second. We also are computing millions of different flight plan options with our effectively supercomputer in the cloud that is provided by our aviation cloud business, which is based in Denmark. And it's really a next-generation platform that can compute a substantial number of route options that take into account constraints of the airspace, the constraints of the airplane, and is doing all that in under a second, which is really a remarkable technology innovation, is being able to provide these sorts of computations at the speed at which we're doing those.
Now, you've got web capability here. You've got a website that handles this, and there's really an interface between the app and the cockpit and the web interface. How does that work?
So we have a real-time synchronization system. So if you're planning on your mobile device, that's all brought back to our cloud and made available on the web, and those changes are made instantaneously. And if you make a change on the web, like update the passenger count or the load, that is all synced to the cloud and back to your phone as well. It's also synced between crew members, which is something that brings collaboration into existence for this end of the market. So we're proud of the technology that we've built there, and it again enables you to quickly do something on any of those platforms and move to one of the others and have all that data there waiting for you.
If you don't have broadband access in the cockpit, and a lot of jets these days do, but not all of them do, and of course, lighter GA doesn't have that. What does the app do if you've made a change when it gets on the ground and it gets a wireless node? Does it automatically do the coordination then?
Yeah, so the application, some of the innovations we've done here is the engine works both online when you are connected to our flight planning cloud. It also works offline as well. So if you're disconnected from the internet and you've got a route, it can actually do the fuel computations, taking into account the environmental data that's downloaded down to the app, while you're offline as well, which means when you're in flight, you'll be able to do some recalculations. If you're in flight connected to broadband, then the fidelity of those calculations and the number of them that are run increases, right? So the nice thing about this is it can work disconnected when you're offline and online as well. So that's a breakthrough, I think.
Does it, to access the cloud data, does it require much bandwidth?
No, it's very lightweight. So a request that goes back to our server just sends in a few parameters. The aircraft, the profile that you're flying, max cruise or long range cruise, some parameters about the cargo information and the fuel, and that's it. And then We get a very small payload back from our server that has the flight plan results in it, and we use that to display. So it's not very chatty on the internet.
And tell us a little bit about the enhanced flight plan filing outside the U.S.
So we now, in our engine, we have the capability to file and brief globally. We've opened that up to North America today, so you can file intra-Caribbean, Mexico, even VFR flight planning in Canada we've made available as well. And we'll be opening more flight information regions over the coming months.
And is this available on the App Store now?
It's in closed beta today, and our customers can expect that. We're saying Q1 of next year.
Okay, thanks, Tyson.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the NBAA show in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.